A very good evening to all dear brothers in Christ. So, last few weeks we studied about the human soul. So, today we're going to see part three of the human soul. So, what actually happens after death? You see, so what is the thing that is going to happen between, you see, death and the resurrection? Because the Bible says that each and every person will be resurrected. You see, in the resurrection. And when the man dies, so what actually happens? You see, because so many believe that a man goes here and there after death, he'll be roaming around till the resurrection happens. You see, and then only what will happen? The man will come back to life in the resurrection. So many other, you see, what is it, imaginations are there. But let us see what the Bible says. See, the Bible says that the moment a man dies, the same moment, you see, he's gone and he's no more, completely gone. Read Job 14:10. Ashish brother, can you read the Bible, brother? It's okay. Okay. I'll read Vishnu brother. Is it okay for you?
Yes.
Okay. So Job 14:10, it says, but man dieth and wasteth away. Yeah, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? See, man dieth and is gone. Where is he? Job tells, where is he? You see, even if you search diligently, you can't find him. Because many people think that after death, if the soul attains moksha or eternal peace, then only it will be safe, or else it will be roaming around here and there all over the earth. You see, seeking for rest. And you see, they, especially in the night, they come out, you see, and they attack everybody and disturb so many people. And this is the general thought about, you see, the soul. But what does the Bible say? Job 14 chapter. Same chapter, verse 12, it says, so man lieth down and riseth not till the heavens be no more. They shall not wake up, nor be raised out of the sleep. See, Bible clearly says they're all sleeping. They will never be raised out of the sleep. They shall never awake. You see, even you can't disturb them. Even though you call them, they won't awake at all. When? Till when? This verse clearly says, till the heavens be no more. Till the new heavens, you see, and the new earth are formed, you see, the man doesn't rise at all. He is sleeping nicely in the grave. Therefore, you see, we know the story of Job. Job was given severe trials. You see, in this trial, he requested only one thing. What that? Lord, instead of giving so much of trials to me, please, you see, make me or hide me in the grave so that I can rest completely. Read, brother. Job 14, 13, brother, please. Ashish, brother, can you read?
Okay. Oh, that thou would hide me in the grave, that thou would keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou would appoint me a set time and remember me.
Very good. You see, it says, though hide me in the grave. You see, hide me in the grave. Why? Because there is nothing in the grave. At least if I go into the grave, I will rest peacefully. That was the request of, you see, Job. Because seeing all these trials and temptations and severe pain, he requested God that he may rest peacefully. Now, you see, read Job 14, chapter 14 and 15, brother.
If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Thus I'll call and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to the work of thy hands.
Very good. You see, Job says, thou shalt have a desire of my hands. then I will come up. Until you see, that one comes, I will die and rest in peace. Isn't it? So imagine, is there any work? What did he say? He said there is no work. You see, if a man dies, will he live? So you give a rest. I will rest. Isn't it? And generally, you would have observed that when somebody dies, no, they usually take the dead body. How do they take the dead body? Some people tell you, take the first head outside of the house. Why? Because if you take the head outside, they will not come. They will not come back to the house. But some people tell, no, take the, you see, a leg out first. Why? Because if they take the leg out, they will go out. They will not come. So some weird thoughts and all these imaginations, because they think that the dead will come back to life. Even then, even when they are carrying the dead body, you see, they usually put some flowers and some rice and all those things while taking the dead body till the graveyard. Why? Because they think that all the souls will come back to life in midnight. They will come and torture. So if you put flowers and rice grains, they slowly pick up all those things come. If there is nothing, they will come faster, Simsa. So if you put all these things, these dead souls will pick slowly and come back, it seems. So by the time it picks up the entire rice, all the grains and come, it would become morning. And in morning and all, these activities are not performed. So you can't perform any activities in the day. So it will go back to the grave. That is, the general idea about, the dead being. But what does the Bible say? Can the dead come back to their home? Job 7 chapter, verse 9 and 10. Brother. Job 7 chapter 9 and 10, brother.
As the cloud is consumed and vanisheth away, so he that goeth down to the grave shall come up no more. He shall return no more to his house, neither shall his place know him any more.
He shall return no more to his house. Neither shall he his place know him. You see, he can't return to his house at all. His place can never know him. You see, I'll tell you a story. See, my mother was there. My mother, she met my grandfather on the day of his death, it seems. How? I'll tell you. My grandfather was suffering from cancer. He was admitted, in the hospital. And the evening, 4:30, he passed away. But just 5 minutes before my grandfather, he came to my house, it seems, after 2 o'clock. He ate food with my mother's hand. She cooked it and gave it to my grandpa. He ate it, you see. And as soon as he went out, immediately a call comes from the neighbor. I'm telling you 30, 40 years before. You see, a neighbor calls and tells, please come, emergency call. Then my mother goes and attends the call. Their call comes, your father is dead. She could not believe. Oh, no, I can't believe. Just now I fed my father and sent him. How can he die immediately in the hospital? It is not at all possible. So these things will happen. So these things, stories, all these things will work it out. We will see what the Bible says about these things. But what does the Bible say? You see, it says, he shall return to his place no more. Okay, he can't return to his home. Then how come all these activities are happening? We will see in the next class. Okay? See, therefore, the Bible says that the dead cannot come home at all. So, all these stories will be seeing from the Bible. So, I'll tell you one story also. Once, there was a man who was living in a village. But he left the village and went to a city to earn a lot of money. So, after many years now, he thought, let me visit my village. How is it? Let me go and see everybody income. So he decided to go to the village. He took the bus. Then he got on at the bus stand and he was on the way to the village. But while coming in the bus, the conductor asked him, sir, where are you going? He told, sir, I'm going to so-and-so place. Then conductor told, no, no, pa, don't go at this time. Please go early in the morning. He asked, why? No, there are a lot of ghosts in that place. If you go, what will happen? That ghost, the dead souls will come and catch you. He told, sir, leave, sir. I'm from the city. I'm well educated. I don't believe in all these things and all these all ridiculous things. He told his sims. Then, okay. He took the ticket, bus stop came, he got down. Then while on the way he was going, suddenly some fear came inside his mind. What happens if some dead body comes up? What happens if there's some ghost or soul comes up? The questions was coming in his mind. But same thing, he was fighting, it seems. No, all those things I don't believe. Then, as he was going with much fear, he was supposed to go through the graveyard, it seems, and go to the village. Then he thought, hey, all these things are only grave, nothing is there, nothing will happen. As he was going, one person was coming from the opposite direction, it seems. So he felt very strong. Oh, don't worry, no need to worry. See, like me, only one more person is coming from that side. So he went near and as he met that person, he asked, sir, do you know any ghost stories here? Because many people are telling that there are a lot of ghosts here. Do you know anything, sir? He asked. Immediately that person, what did he reply? He replied, sir, what do I know, sir? It has been 20 years since that I have died. I know nothing. Imagine the condition of that person. How pathetic it would have been for him. He believed that there's nothing of these things. But suddenly what happened? A person comes in front of him and tells, oh, I've been dead for past 20 years. What do I know? Imagine the fear and trembling you would have. And see, such type of stories, we would have heard a lot of things. But what does the Bible say? The dead can return no more. The very day their thoughts are perished. Read Psalms 146:4, brother. Psalms 146:4.
Okay, brother. His breath goeth forth. He returned to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish.
The very day, same moment, the same day, what happens, sir? His thoughts perish. The thoughts are gone. If there is no thoughts, how can he return back? Just imagine. So, the dead can never come back to life. You would have seen these stories also. Bisalbad. The person would have been living many, many years before. With the same type of woman. With all the same features, exactly the same type. She will be living. And she can recollect everything. All the past memories, even the personal things which nobody knows. Everybody feels that, oh, my grandma's come. Oh, my grandpa's come. He's again born. What does the Bible say? Read Psalms 6, verse 5. Read Psalm 6, 5, brother.
Okay, brother.
You can read from the screen also, Ashish brother, if you're comfortable.
Okay, brother. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks?
See, there is no remembrance, it seems. If there is no remembrance, if there is no memory, how can they think and tell about the past and all? This is not at all possible. And today, when the dead die, they do this canonization. Ceremony for the dead. You see, they think that so many holy saints were dead, were gone to heaven. You see, they praise the Lord there through intercession for us to Jesus through Mary. Intercession through Mary. Can the dead pray on our behalf to God? Let us see Psalms 115, verse 17. Psalms 115, verse 17, brother.
The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence.
Very good, brother. So, the dead praise not the Lord. You see, the dead can never do anything. Neither can they do, you see, to go into the silence. They go into the silence world. So, there is no work, no activity. Okay. So, you must have all observed. You see, November 2nd is All Souls Day. I don't know whether you do it in Nepal. Nepal, is this culture is there, brother? About All Souls Day, where the Christians go to the graveyard and clean the grave and do, you see, they light the candle, put the flowers, you see, and pray for the dead. Is there such a ritual in Nepal?
No, brother, we don't have. But particularly if someone wants... As a personal matter, they can go to the grave, but okay. as a particular day, as a group, no one goes there.
Oh, is it? You are very lucky. In India, it's not like that. You see, November 2nd is a fixed day, All Souls Day. All the Christians, you know, they go to the grave, brother. That day, you should see all the graves should be whitewashed, brother. Beautifully decorated with all the flowers. All light the candles, put incense, everything. Some people are so much fond about the dead, they take all the delicious items which the dead actually liked. You see, chicken, if you like biryani, you'll take biryani only. If you like chapati, you'll take chapati. And some people, they even take their brand. If they want to drink, they'll take a particular brand. Also, why tempt? And they think that the dead will come and eat all these things. The soul will get, you see, what peace. What does the Bible say? Read Job 14 chapter 19 to 21, brother.
The waters were the stones, thou washest away the things which grow out of the dust of the earth, and thou destroyed the hope of man. Verse 20, thou prevailest forever against him, and he passeth. Thou changes his countenance and send him away. Verse 21, his sons come to honor, and he knoweth it not, and they are brought low, but he perceiveth not of them.
You see, his sons come to honor him. He knoweth it not. They are brought low. They fall prostrate before the grave and pray. You see, what does the Bible say? They perceive not. The dead know not anything. You see, even if you fall prostrate, even if you dance before them, if you tempt them with their favorite food, they can never come. Isaiah 38:18, brother.
For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee, they that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth.
You see, the grave cannot praise thee. The death cannot celebrate. So forget about any day. November 2nd also they can't celebrate. They can't celebrate any, you see, any day, any function. So the dead know nothing. You see, and some people think that, you see, the dead come back walking in the night, midnight. And they tell if somebody comes in the midnight, you should be very careful. First of all, how to identify the dead, whether it is a soul, whether it is a ghost, how to identify? We should see the leg. If the leg is not there, then it is a dead soul. You see? Or is there, if the leg is there, it will be ulta. See, what does the Bible say? Isaiah 26:14, brother.
They are dead, they shall not live, they are deceased, they shall not rise, therefore as though visited and destroyed them and made all their memory to perish.
See, the dead, they shall not live. The diseased, they shall not rise at all. They are destroyed. You see, their memory is totally perished, brother. So they can never come back to life. So some people, you see, they built huge monuments, you see, in the memory of the dead. Taj Mahal, you see, in the memory of the, you see, brave warriors, you see, India Gate. Some people build huge airports, yeah, international airports, Rajiv Gandhi Airport, Indira Gandhi Airport, etc., etc., all these things. You see? Huh? Why? Yeah? Because they think that this will be in memory for them. You see, this will give peace. You see, this will give shanti to their soul. See, what does the Bible say? Psalms 49, 10 and 11, brother. Huh? Okay, I'll read Psalms 49, 10 and 11. For he seeth that the wise man die, likewise the fool and the brutish person perish, and leave their wealth to others. Their inward thought is that their house shall continue forever, and their dwelling place to all generations. They call their lands after their own name. That's what they do now. You see, in the memory of the dead, as an honor to them, they put these names in the name of the dead. You see, huge statues, you see, in the world. Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel statue, Gautam Buddha statue, Statue of Liberty. What does the Bible say? Verse 12, 13, 14. Nevertheless, man being in honor abideth not. He is like the beast that perish. This their way is their folly. Yet their prosperity approved the saying. Verse 14. Like sheep they are laid in the grave. Dead shall feed on them, and the upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty will consume in the grave from their dwelling. You see, what does the Bible say? The dead, the death shall feed on them. You see, their beauty is totally consumed. So whatever you do for the dead, it is of no use to the dead. You see, so many people, they love each other. But unfortunately, many people are in the family members, they oppose it. Then what do the people do? They commit suicide. You see, they commit suicide claiming that, oh, in this life, we could not live happily. They did not allow us to unite together. So let us die. Let us die. And in the next life, you see, in the life after death, we will marry and be happy. Can they marry after dying? After death, is marriage possible? Can they love each other? See, let us read Ecclesiastes 9:6. Ecclesiastes 9:6. Ashish, brother, you're there? You can read or shall I read?
Oh, okay. Okay, brother, I'll read. Also, their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they say any more a portion for ever in anything that is done under the sun.
See, also their love, their hatred, their envy is perished. Neither have they any portion, you see, forever in anything that is done under the sun. All their love is perished, it seems. So whatever love you want, you're going to love only. You see, because in the resurrection, there won't be marriage at all. That's what the Bible says clearly. In the resurrection, there is no marriage. They will neither be given in marriage nor marry. So this is the last opportunity for you to marry. So anybody committing suicide, thinking that after death, we will marry, that's not life. So you can't marry at all. So think about Romeo and Juliet, how disappointed they will come in the resurrection. Laila Majnu, Hir Ranjana, all this. You see, love stories we read now. What does the Bible say? There is no love in the grave where thou goest. What about hatred? So many people, they write the death note saying, for my life. He is responsible. You see, and they commit suicide. Hatred. You see, and they tell envy. They tell before dying, I won't keep quiet. I will come and torture you. I will never live in peace. You see, my soul will be roaming here and there until I kill you. I won't rest in peace. Envy. Can they come and take revenge? No. Some people think that, oh, the dead people are coming and torturing in the night. What does the Bible say? You see, their love, their hatred, their envy, all things are perished in the day they die. You see, there's nothing in the grave where the ghost. Therefore, you see, Solomon, the wisest of all, he said, for the living, they have hope. But what of the dead? They know nothing. He compares, you see, that a small puppy is better than a dead lion. Let us read that one in Ecclesiastes 9:4. It says, for to him that is joined to all the living, there is a hope. See, for all the living, there is a hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion. So why does he compare a living dog to a dead lion? Because dog at least knows that he should die. But what about the lion? It doesn't know anything at all. Because it's dead. You see, that's what the verse 5 says. For the living know that they shall die. But the dead know not anything. They don't know anything. Neither have they any more reward. There's no reward for them at all. Their memory is totally forgotten. So if you don't have any memory, how can you come back to life and go to your home and torture somebody? So all this love, hatred, and loss totally gone in the day some person dies. Okay. Therefore, in verse 10, the wisest of all the men, Solomon, tells a beautiful advice for us. What does he say? See, he says, in verse 10, it reads so. Whatsoever the hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For as though no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom, in the grave whither thou goest. See, he says, do it with all thy might. Whatever you want to do. Because once you go to the grave, there is nothing. There is no work, no knowledge, no wisdom, nothing. Nothing is there in the grave once you go. Dear brethren, you see, if there was something after death, if there was really life after death, then you see, Jesus, when he raised Lazarus, what did he tell? Did Lazarus come and tell any narration, you see, about dead living in heaven or hell, screaming here and there, asking for help? No. Lazarus, after raised out from the dead, he never narrated any of those things. You see, why? Because after death, there is nothing. Even Tabitha, you see, she was raised back to life. Jesus also raised other two persons to life. What did they testify? You see, dear brethren, this all testified nothing. You see, why? Because after death, there is nothing. If there was something, they would have told clearly, and Jesus also would have told. You see, so therefore, this ghost and all is not there in the Bible at all. Okay, if it is not there in the Bible, so why all these things are happening? Why all these things, activities are happening? The ghost, you see, so many ghost stories we would have listened, we would have seen the devils roaming about here and there and all. You see, so many people would have experienced, you see, the manifestation of this dead souls, you see. So what does the Bible say about this devils and the ghost? You see, the Bible speaks about that one also. So let us take some few minutes time to read who are these devils. See, in 1 Corinthians 10:20 it says, so your the sacrifices which you are offering to the devils. So the Bible speaks about devils also. So generally, what is the belief about the devils? They think that a devil is a dead soul. A soul who has never attained peace, it will be roaming around here and there, seeking for peace and eternal rest. You see, and these are the, what do you say, sinful souls, they claim. They would have committed very gross sin. Hence, they wouldn't have attained that eternal peace. Hence, they are roaming around here and there. Okay. First of all, the general thought is that the wicked go to hell. Only the good go to heaven. Okay. Then if these souls have not got peace or eternal salvation, then definitely these souls are not good souls. Then they should be in hell. Okay, they should be here in hell, being tormented in hell. Then, how come they escape from hell? How come they escape from hell and come to earth and again go back to hell? How is this possible? So, this creates a question in our mind to see what is the meaning of these devils in the Bible. See, we remember Jesus cast out many devils. Isn't it? He cast out many devils. Isn't it, Vishnu brother? You know, no, Jesus cast out many devils, unclean spirit. Correct, no? Vishnu brother, you're there? Brother, you're there? Vishnu brother? Brother, you're there? Vishnu brother? Hello?
Yeah.
See, Jesus cast out many devils when he came to the earth. Correct, no? Yeah. We read so many things about this in the Bible. Now, who are these devils? Have you ever wondered who are these devils? See, generally people think that these devils are the dead souls who don't have peace. Okay, if these devils are the people's soul which are roaming about here and there, why did not those devils ask for salvation from our Lord? None of the devils requested one forgiveness of sins from the Master. You see, none of the devils asked, no? None of the devils asked for salvation also. Lord, please save us. They did not say. But they spoke different thing. What is the thing they spoke? Let us read Mark 1st chapter 23-24. Ashish brother, can you read?
Okay. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God."
You see? What did the devils say? The devils cried out saying, "We know you, who you are, that you are the Son of God. Why have you come to torture us?" Isn't it? Instead of asking this one, if these were the dead souls, they should ask, "Lord, no, Lord, I'm suffering very much. I never attained salvation. I'm roaming about here and there and all. Please give me peace."
Please give me peace.
If Jesus would have been questioned such thing, definitely he would have blessed them. But we see none of these things in the Bible. See, read Mark 1:34 also.
"And he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him."
See, the devils knew Jesus, it seems. How come the devils knew Jesus? Then they should have caught his foot and asked forgiveness of sins? No. Why did not they ask? They told, "Let us alone. Go away." Why? Read Mark 5:7.
Mark 5:7. "And cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not."
See, "thou torment me not. Please go and come and torture me." Why? All the devils spoke the same words. Why? Now, who is this? Devils. These are not at all the dead person. Because the Bible says, Jesus was the first one to be raised from the dead. You see? And nobody has gone to heaven. Jesus was the only one who came down from heaven, who later on went to heaven. Everybody will be raised from the dead only at Jesus' second advent. Then, who are these dead? See, let us read a few verses. Colossians 1:18, brother.
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. That in all things he might have the preeminence.
See, firstborn from the dead. Then how can these dead souls come back to life? He is the firstborn from dead. John 3:13, brother.
And no man had ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven.
See, Jesus was the one who came down from heaven. No man has ascended to heaven. If no man has ascended to heaven, Jesus was the first one to rise from the dead. Then who are these devils? Let us read. When will the dead come back to life? Has anybody in the Old Testament gone to... Or have they come back from the grave and waiting in, purgatory, in an intermediate place without going to hell and heaven intermediately? Read Acts 2:34.
For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he said himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand.
David is not ascended to heaven. You see, clearly mentioned now. David is not God said, he is still with in the grave. Read 1 Thessalonians 4:16, brother.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
You see, when the Lord himself shall descend at second advent, then only the dead in Christ shall come. Until then, the dead are dead at all. So they can never come back to life. Then who are these ghosts? Who are these devils? If you see, dear brethren, the answer is given in the words that are spoken by the devils. They all spoke one common thing. You see, they recognized Jesus as the Son of God. You see, Jesus as the Son of God. They told, we know you very well that you are the Son of God. You see, you are Jesus of Nazareth. Now, how come these devils know that Jesus was a Son of God? Read Mark 1:23-24, brother.
I was in the synagogue, a man unclean spirit.
Wait. So there was a man in the synagogue with what? Unclean?
Spirit.
Spirit. It doesn't say that unclean soul, dissatisfied soul. It says spirit. Who are the spirits? We have studied about the three world class. Remember when Adam was created, you see, he was made the king of the earth, and Lucifer was made to be a guardian angel over them and protect them from committing sin. But what happened? Lucifer became Satan. He deceived Adam and Eve. After that one, God gave the angels to protect man. How? God sent the angels on earth. They were given the wonderful privilege to, you see, change over from a spiritual body to fleshly body and back from fleshly body to spiritual body. But what did the angels do? When they manifested in the flesh, they came and sinned with the human beings. Can the angels manifest in the flesh? We have a lot of examples in the Bible. Abraham's house, three angels came and visited. Jacob fought with an angel. So when this angel came in the flesh, they actually committed immorality by having relationship, by marrying the woman of this earth. You see, Genesis 6:2, it says, the sons of God saw the daughters of men. You see that they were beautiful and they took wives of them. So once they marry, what happened? To them, you see, giants were born. Now, can angels marry? Are angels permitted to marry? No. Angels don't have the right to marry. Matthew 22:30, Jesus clearly says, Yeah, you see, they shall be like angels in heaven. Neither can they marry, nor are they by given in marriage. So, angels can never marry. In Jude, 7th verse also it says, you see, the angels committed fornication like Sodom and Gomorrah. So, what they did was a sin against God. So, that is the time, you see, that God told Noah to build an ark. These giants who were born to these angels were gigantic. So God decided to destroy the first world. How? By the flood. When the flood came, the entire human population, along with the giants who were born to these angels, they all perished in the flood. You see, but what happened to the fallen angels? They used to manifest in the flesh. And whenever they did not want, they again returned into the spirit being. So once the flood came, those angels who were in the fleshly being changed over to the spirit nature. So once they changed over to the spirit nature, what happened? Did God take them back to heaven? No. They were never taken back to heaven because they were unholy angels, fallen angels. Therefore, they are bound in earth atmosphere. See, let us read 2 Peter 2, 4, brother. 2 Peter 2, 4, brother.
For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them unto the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment.
See, God spared not the angels, you see, but reserved into chains of darkness, outer universe. They are reserved there. You see, they are neither allowed to go to heaven nor come back to earth in that changeover, you see, nature. That was totally, you see, cut off. So today they are bound in earth atmosphere in a spiritual body. Now, what they're doing? They are doing all their evil activities from that, you see, spiritual body. Therefore, you see, read Ephesians, brother. Ephesians 2:2, read, brother. Ashish, brother, from the Bible, Ephesians 2:2.
Okay.
Okay, I'll read for you.
Okay, brother.
Okay, thank you. Ephesians 2:2. Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in children of disobedience. You see, the prince of the power of the air. You see, who is this one? Who is now working in the children of disobedience? The evil spirit. You see, this is none other than our, you see, adversary, Lucifer, Satan. Where is he? He is from ruling from the power of the air, from earth atmosphere, he is ruling. Prince means what? Subordinates are there. Now, who are these subordinates? These are the fallen angels. So, Satan, along with the fallen angels, are ruling in the earth atmosphere. So they used to come manifest in the human body in the first world. So once this was taken off, they don't have, you see, power to manifest in the human body. But they seek a weak human body as an agency or as an agent to perform their wicked activities. That is what happened during the first advent of our Lord. So many people were possessed with the devils. Who are they? They were very weak willpower, and as Lucifer, Satan, the fallen angels possessed, and through them they did evil activities. Hence, all this devil spoken word. We know who you are. Now, do the angels know Jesus? Who is Jesus? Yes. Angels clearly know who is Jesus because Jesus was the one who created all these things. You see, Jesus knows everything. And they also know Jesus, because in the Bible, Jesus is called as Morning Star. And Lucifer is also called as morning star. And both, along with all the angels, were participating in the creative work. Hence, they know who is Jesus. You see, read Job 38, 6 and 7, brother.
Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened, or who laid the cornerstones thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy.
Very good. You see, when the morning stars, two morning stars, all the sons of God, means what? All the angels shouted for joy. When the foundation for the earth was laid. But, you see, dear brethren, what happened? They were happy during the creation, you see, but later on, what happened? They sinned, they were cast out. God took out this privilege, you see, to manifest and demanifest in the flesh. Since then, they are seeking human agencies through which they can create these evil activities. Therefore, these fallen angels clearly know who Jesus is. As soon as they saw Jesus, they told, "Why have you come to torture us? We know who you are." Human beings could not identify that Jesus is the Son of God. But these devils understood, because these are none other than the fallen angels who committed sin against God in the first world. Okay, brother? So these are not ghosts at all. These are termed as devils in the Bible, because these are the evil spirits. Okay, brother? I think you will be having a lot of questions, but we'll be having still one more session about soul, brother.